our friend and yours, Major League Baseball insider for Fox Sports, Mr. John Paul Morosi. Dude.
Good morning.
Hey.
Good morning. And I do want to bring a little bit of positivity because I know it's been a little bit of a rough start to the season for the Blue Jays. So here's what I'll tell you. The Blue Jays right now, fourth place in the American League East, but they are the closest fourth-place team to first place of any fourth-place team in the major leagues. They're only 3.5 games back, so all is not lost. They could be.
We'll take it.
My point is there are five worst divisions they could be in right now, so that it's actually pretty good to, all things considered, a pretty good situation for them.
Also, if you consider this, this too, is it being 3.5 games back, 13% of the season, only 13% of the season has been played. I figured that out this morning in my mind.
Exactly. This is, I love those comparisons to when we talk about comparing the MLB season to the NFL season. If this was the NFL season, it'd only be the second quarter of the second game. You know, that whole analogy, whatever it ends up being. So there's a lot of baseball left, and although I am a bit concerned, I will acknowledge, a bit concerned about the situation with three of the rookies being sent to the minor leagues. That is a bit of a concern.
Yeah, it was like a wholesale change. They sent, of course, three guys down, Castro, Norris being two of them, and Pompey. Tell me why you're concerned.
Well, I think that as you look at the overall picture of the rotation, the bullpen, you know, certainly the rotation had struggled a lot up until last night's start by Dickey, which was tremendous, and I heard John Gibbons say it might have been his best start ever as a Blue Jay. So that was obviously encouraging last night. But I look at the picture of the rotation and the bullpen, and I ask, how much better is it going to get with this group as the season goes along? And I also look at Aaron Sanchez in the rotation. He leads the major leagues in walks, and that is something that I'm not sure is going to correct itself during the course of the season either. You know, he's never been a guy that struck out a lot of guys, and I think when you look at the way he's pitched this year, you can tell with the number of walks he's issued, he is pitching away from contact, and I don't know how that gets better overnight. That's to me is going to be a bit of a concern because he's obviously trying to survive and in the American League East, he knows a lot of small ballparks. So I think he's trying to not get hurt by the home run, and in the process, he's just putting a lot of guys on base. So that's my concern there. And then in the bullpen, you know, Castro, we talked about it, I mean, a couple weeks ago, how impressed we all were with him, and obviously the stuff was tremendously impressive, and I think that the confidence was there too. However, you look at what happened there, and they kept having to go to him in situation after situation without a safety net. And for a guy that's, you know, 20, 21 years old, you know, I'm not really sure how fair that was. And it's not John Gibbons' fault. He just had to do the best he had with the pieces that he was given. So that to me was, I think, a bit of a concern, and I just wonder how much better it's going to get. I guess, obviously, Cecil getting the save yesterday was a good sign, and you hope that maybe if Cecil can knock down, you know, nail down the ninth inning, that maybe Castro comes back and he can do a good job in the seventh or the eighth.
John, we heard yesterday that they're planning on stretching out Castro to start down in AAA Buffalo. Does that surprise you?
A little bit. I mean, we know he's got great stuff. But that is a little bit surprising. And again, maybe that speaks to a little bit of the concern level they have with Norris and or Sanchez at this time. We'll see how Marco Estrada does in the rotation. Of course, he's done that before with Milwaukee. And he's a guy that, you know, Estrada's a veteran guy, doesn't scare. I mean, I think for this type of situation, he's a good guy to have around as a safety net. But that does surprise me with Castro. To me, Castro is he looks like a reliever. He throws like a reliever. Everything about him, when you look at him on the mound, it says relief pitcher. He just is the way that he throws the baseball with that type of velocity and the delivery. Everything looks like he should be a relief pitcher. So that does surprise me. I still think his best role on this team is a relief pitcher, and I still think he could be a good closer. I just think it was maybe a little bit much to ask him to do that in April of his first season.
John, you talk about Estrada. He's a guy who gave up a ton of home runs last season pitching for the Brewers, and now he's going to be here at Rogers Center. It's definitely a hitter-friendly park. Should fans be worried that he is susceptible to the long ball?
Sure. I think that's a valid concern. But I also think at this point, there aren't many other good options for the Jays to turn to. And I do think he's a guy that's shown he can have success in the major leagues as a starting pitcher over a brief period of time. And I think in any positive scenario here, he's only going to be a starting pitcher for a brief period of time. Maybe it's a few turns of the rotation while Norris gets things figured out. But no, there's been no real conception of the Jays making the playoffs this year. That includes Estrada being the number three starter or higher, or even maybe even the number four starter. I think he's a good guy to have as the last guy in the rotation to get you through. But there's no question that the Jays' rotation, specifically Hutchinson and Burley, they're going to have to pitch a lot better than they have for this team to get where they want to go. Again, I put Sanchez in that discussion as well. But again, I'm just a little bit worried about where he's at with the ability to throw the ball over the plate and get good results. I've always said, George, one really good baseball bromide that I heard from Jim Leland and has stuck with me over the years is that you learn a lot about a young pitcher when he's got to throw the ball in the strike zone. He always said, tell me what he's got to throw when he needs to throw a strike and get a major league hitter out. And I think at this point in time, Sanchez has got good stuff, but he has not brought that stuff into the strike zone enough against quality major league hitters, and that's why I think there's got to be a little bit concerned about him right now.
Real quick, A-Rod's in town. He hit 660 the other day. That is a milestone, supposed to get $6 million contractually. Will he get it from the Yankees, or are they going to hold out?
Well, at this point in time, Dean, they have said that he is not going to get it. Now it's up to Alex. Does he want to appeal that directly? Does he want to file a grievance to the players' union? If that is the case, then I would expect a long, protracted hearing and everything else, because there's no real rush on this. It's not like it involves the player getting back on the field.
So he doesn't need the money.
Yeah, and he's got a $275 million deal, Dean. So I think he's making Dean Blundell money.
Yeah,
so I think he's going to be okay.